Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show on XTU, along with Andy, I'm Dave Cruz.
Dave, it's funny because we just came across a story that talks about a guy who was on a plane sitting in first class next to someone who clearly everyone on the plane knew. So he took a picture of the person and sent it to his daughter before the plane took off. And she was like, OMG, Dad, you're sitting next to Nick Jonas. Who, by the way, was on the Brad Paisley special
True.
Last night.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, like, certainly that is not the first time that that has happened, where you are on an airplane and you either are sitting near someone that you know is somebody, but you don't know who they are, or mm-hmm. you're like, oh, my gosh, it's so-and-so, right. you know?
Yeah, I think Nick Jonas probably loved the fact that the person sitting next to him didn't know him.
Probably.
Don't you think he's like, oh, thank God, I can
right,
relax.
Right. Although, if you're a celebrity, then just, get, you know, if you don't want to be noticed, like, don't fly a commercial plane.
Go.
There's other ways to travel, I suppose.
Yeah, the Jonases have enough money. He can probably charter his own.
Probably.
But you're right, though, in that certain people, especially out in public at an airport, an airplane,
yeah.
they look famous. Like, they have... Right?
Like
people at that level have a certain style or look or way they handle themselves.
Because first of all, they're not wearing their pajamas. Like the way people travel these days is really repulsive. I know you want to be comfortable, but have some pride in yourself like famous people do. So when we just went on vacation and we had a layover in the Atlanta airport and we were going from one terminal to another. And in order to do that, you have to take a little train, you know, like this little underground thing. So we go down the steps and my husband gestured toward a gentleman who I could tell was someone just by the way he carried himself.
Okay.
He looked like he probably was someone famous, but and he must have been an athlete because he didn't look familiar to me at all. And then the woman sitting next to him, this beautiful blonde, said, do you know who this is? Because I had to take a picture of him. I sat next to him in first class on our way here, and I had to take a picture of him and send him to my son, who was like, oh, my gosh, Mom, that's whoever. And I don't – my husband didn't know who it was. Okay, wait, I'll think of it. So he was an athlete.
Made
and,
this great
and
of
Leonard
an impression
said,
on you.
Leonard said, yeah, he's only the greatest something of all time. Marcus somebody?
Marcus Allen?
Yeah, Marcus
Football
Allen.
Player?
Marcus
yeah.
Allen.
Wow.
That's who we saw.
He
who,
is. Yeah,
by the
Hall
way,
of Famer. Yeah.
Like the nicest man.
Really?
He was
okay.
so nice. He like was chatting with my kids and talking to them about how they should love us more.
My gosh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was great. He was really very friendly, wished us a great happy Thanksgiving. I guess he just moved to Atlanta.
And he didn't mind at all that you guys were just sitting there chatting with him?
No. Because it wasn't, and there were a lot of people around. Everybody else was kind of staring, but we were engaged mm-hmm. in conversation. So
it
was neat.
Awesome.
And he was probably like, oh, that girl clearly doesn't know who I am. You know, but I'm and you know, you travel a lot because you're
yeah.
originally from Chicago, so I know that you go back and forth a lot. You have to see people that you know.
I do, although I fly the little cheapo airlines where I don't think there is a first class. So they just, you know,
right.
where you got to walk on the tarmac, you got to load your own bag on the plane. They ask you if you have any flying experience,
right.
and then they send you to row 62.
See, yeah. that's when I really like to dress up on it, like, because I want people on those flights to think that I'm someone important. You
okay,
know what I
yeah.
mean? Because then it's like you could get away with it because you're yeah. not really going to run into
Should
someone
Should I try
famous?
That when I go home for Christmas? I'll put on like a big fur coat or something.
Yeah,
and a top
definitely.
Hat.
Yeah, and like get your ears pierced and put like big diamond studs in your ears. That's so you.
Okay.
yeah. So have you ever run into someone famous on an airplane? Whether or like at an airport, whether you knew who they were or you knew they just had to be somebody famous, you know, tell us your experience. 215-263-6700.
Good morning, XTU. Who's this?
Hi, it's Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. We're talking about if you've seen anybody famous on a plane or at an airport.
I have. The red eye from Vegas to Philly, and it was Flavor Flav.
Oh, my God.
Did he have the clock?
I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's trying to be like Flavor Flav. I was like, oh, my God, it is him.
It is him. Did you talk to him?
No, we didn't, but he had a big crowd around him.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm not going to bother him. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
He was super nice. We got off of Philly. We saw him again. Because, you know, I'm not first class at all. So we saw him again, and he was taking pictures with fans and everything. But, yeah, it was really cool. I was, like, poking my head. I'm like, there's Flavor Flav.
That's so funny. I love that. I did not expect a Flavor Flav call today.
I did not either when I got on the plane.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks.
Good morning, XTU. Have you ever seen anybody famous on a plane or at an airport?
I haven't, but my mom has, and it's a It was Stevie Wonder, and she waved at him.
Oh,
wow.
She waved
wait,
at him?
Wait, oh, wait.
Oh, no. That's not
and
funny.
He's blind, so his security guard looked at her and shakes his head.
Good morning, and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz. We want to know what famous person you've seen on an airplane.
So my very first airplane ride, Dave, I was going to England, and it was right after high school. So I'm super young. You know, I was like 18, and I've never been on an airplane before. And I remember walking, and you walk past first class, and I was like, oh my gosh, I get to sit in these bits. Like, this is going to be so much better than I thought. And then, you know, you pass through first class, and you're like, oh no, that's not what it's like at all. But I saw someone who looked familiar, and I was like, oh my gosh, is that... I don't know. I was such a dork, right? Mm-hmm. So I go back to my seat and I sit down, and sure enough, before the plane takes off, back walks Sonny Corinthos from General Hospital. And I about peed my pants.
Oh,
and he came back and he talked to the guy sitting directly in front of me. So he's standing in the aisle facing me.
And again, you're a teenage girl, so it's like
and
a dream come true.
Dying. And I can't play it cool because I'm like, I have no social skills. I'm an absolute dork. So I'm sitting there with my mouth open.
I can imagine your cheeks
staring
are all red.
At him. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was so excited. He was so nice to me.
Oh, that's good.
Because no one else
so
was paying
attention at all. So did he say anything to you?
He just like smiled and nodded. But it was
smiled
like,
right at you.
He smiled right at me, right?
Yeah,
he probably remembers that moment. He's
sure
probably
he
like, do you remember that tall girl that just like the flies were coming in and out of her mouth? Because she's such a dork. Anyway, I'm sure there's better stories than that, right, Kathy?
So my son, who was only 7 at the time, had a separate location on the plane than me, and I was arguing with the airline to put us together, and they're like, well, you can ask the people when you get on the plane like they always do. And so we get down, he sits in the middle seat between, you know, there's 3 of them. So I go back up, and I say to him, I'm like, are you okay? And there's like 2 men, one on either side, and they're like, oh, he's fine. And Reggie's like, yeah, I'm fine. And I'm like, okay. So I go back and I come up, I take a picture of him, not realizing that Larry Bella and Ed Snyder are the ones on either side of him. And
oh
they
talk
the entire plane ride with my son, who was only 7 at the time.
Oh.
And he just turned 30 on Monday, and he still remembers that day like no other. Like, it was amazing.
That's
of course. That
awesome.
Is a really great story. And I remember, too, it wasn't too long ago, wasn't your husband on a flight and...
Yeah, and Slash from Guns N' Roses was sitting, so Leonard is able to see up to first class, and and so I was like, well, take it, because he's sitting on the plane texting me, because he had an early morning flight. Uh-huh. He's like, Slash is on my plane, and I was like, take a picture of him. He's like, he's so far away, and I was like, just zoom in. I want to see him. I need evidence.
I need proof,
you know?
Yeah.
And all you could see is this dark, curly hair, like, sticking out of a hat. I was like, it's totally
Slash.
Who
else could it be?
Oh, my gosh, it was super cool. If you've got a great story, 215-263-6000.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. We're talking about famous people that you've run into either at an airport or on an airplane.
I don't know that anyone could top this story, though. Loretta.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Who is it that you saw? Tell us the circumstances.
Okay. About 20-plus years ago, it was somewhere in the mid-90s. We lived in Dallas, Texas. And we were traveling home or actually back to Dallas, you know, on vacation or whatever. After visiting family, and we were boarding the plane, and we actually met Rosa Parks. And the funny thing was, my kids were very young at the time. They were early grade school, and they were having trouble with a walker. You know, she was older, and my son actually helped with the walker, and we didn't know she was Rosa Parks at the time. And they assisted her, you know, they were holding the walker as they were getting her in, and she was actually sitting in first class, and I thought to myself, you go, girl. And it was just funny. And then it was actually a learning experience, because I talked to my kids about it, mm-hmm. you know, as we went into, you know, the regular class.
Right.
So it was just really kind of cool.
Wow. How did you realize who it was?
Somebody told me. Like, actually, the people that were with her said it was Rosa Parks.
Oh, my gosh. I have chills all over my body right now.
It was very interesting. It was just really kind of cool that she was sitting in first class. And I didn't even... They were having trouble with the walker, and my son just picked it up, and he was little.
Yeah.
And he just, like, immediately helped, because he was stuck or something like that. And here we just found out it was Rosa Parks.
Oh, that's sweet. How perfect that you had your kids with you, too.
I know. Yeah. Oh, that's a great story, Loretta. Thank you so much for sharing that. We've heard so many great stories. I don't know that, again, anybody's really going to top Rosa Parks, but we'll try.
92.5 XTU, good morning. What famous person did you see on an airplane or at an airport?
Jerry Rice.
Oh, cool.
Whoa, football legend, yeah.
So he was standing in front of us, and my husband got all excited, and he says, look, that's the Super Bowl winner. And I looked at him like, who's that? And I said, so he turns around, and we said hello, and I said, oh, my God, you're from Dancing with the Stars. He shows the ring. He goes, I got this, and that's what all the ladies remember me by is Dancing with the Stars. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Thank you. We love you back. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to line five. Dr. Kirk.
My father-in-law was actually flying home from California about 5 or 6 years ago, and he sat next to Muhammad Ali.
Stop it.
Gosh.
Yeah, he got my father-in-law got on the plane first. I mean, like the first five people or whatever, sat down, got his laptop out. Not a minute later, the champ comes walking down the aisle like with his family, with his helper there, sat down right next to him, and he kind of said, hey, Muhammad Ali. He looked at him like, hi, how are you? Like, you're the champ. And they were talking for a couple hours and playing, and they landed in Philly, and then they went to wherever he went.
Yeah, that is so cool. Yeah. Kirk, thank you so much for sharing. What a great story.
No problem, guys. Keep playing great music. Love your station.
The Andy Summers Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.